AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The owner of Club Q, where five people were killed, 18 others injured late Saturday night in Colorado Springs, Colorado, tells KRDO-TV.
Giving people a sense of home, a sense of safeness, a sense of ability to come out, to be themselves, to not be harassed by others, and be able to find their gender, find their sexuality without the judgment of others.
22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faces five murder charges and five charges of committing a bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury in Saturday night's attack. Questions have been raised about why the state's red flag laws weren't used by authorities a year ago when his mother reported he threatened her with a homemade bomb and held police at bay before surrendering during a standoff. There's no public record prosecutors ever moved forward with charges from that incident. One person is dead, 16 others hurt when an SUV crashed through the front window of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, southeast of Boston. Plymouth District Attorney Tim Cruz.
This morning was an unthinkable morning, and people are trying to get through it and process what happened.
Cruz didn't release the name of the driver, who is male, or the victims. He also didn't say whether the driver would face charges as a criminal investigation is being conducted. Prosecutors in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial rested their case today, earlier than expected, pinning hopes for convicting Donald Trump's company largely on the word of two top executives who cut deals before testifying that they schemed to avoid taxes on company-paid perks. Wales tied the U.S. 1-1 on a penalty kick late in their World Cup matchup. The U.S. is back in the tournament after missing 2018. Wales hasn't played in the World Cup since 1958. The U.S. plays England Friday. Wales takes on Iran. This is AP News. The nation's railroads and unions continue to negotiate as a deadline looms. Norman Hall has this.
Consumers could see higher gas prices and shortages of some of their favorite groceries during the winter holiday season if railroads and all of their unions can't agree on new contracts by an early December deadline. The likelihood of a strike that could paralyze the nation's rail traffic grew on Monday when the largest of the 12 rail unions, which represents mostly conductors, rejected management's latest offer that includes a 24% raise. With four of the 12 unions holding out for a better deal, it might fall to Congress to impose one to protect the U.S. economy. I'm Norman Hall.
Environmental groups say manatee should once again be listed as an endangered species. More than 1,000 of the aquatic mammals died of pollution-caused starvation in Florida last year. Another 736 have died so far this year. A petition has been filed with the Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.